Still no confirmed sightings of the two murderers who escaped from the Clinton Correctional Facility in Dannemora, New York, last week. But police have arrested a female employee suspected of helping the men. Authorities are trying to figure out how they managed to break out of a maximum security prison. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann takes us inside that prison.
The first time I went inside Clinton Correctional was more than a decade ago. I was there to do a story about the architecture and history of this prison, built in the Adirondack Mountains in the 1840s. I listened back to that story, and I found this moment describing the scene inside.
Everywhere we go, prisoners are handling knives and power tools.
Even then, that detail kind of freaked me out. And now power tools have become a big deal here. Richard Matt and David Sweat use some kind of powered saw or cutting tool to cut their way through a steel wall and a steel steam pipe before escaping through a manhole cover. There are a lot of questions about how they got that equipment, but the truth is, inmates in New York prisons work with tools all the time.
Any of the institutions are like that.
Peter Light is retired now, but he worked as a guard at Clinton Correctional Facility for 3 decades. He says using inmates to help with maintenance work is a cost-effective way to keep these old prisons running.
The maintenance is so large and so big that they actually, by using the inmate, they can take care of things, keep it up better. Yes, a lot of things can happen during that period of time.
He means that inmates have a lot of access to equipment and supplies, and they also pick up a lot of information about how the prison works, the design of utility areas, the layout. Now, here's another thing I learned during my 3 trips inside Clinton Dannemora. Inmates there also have a remarkable amount of time and freedom to share information with each other. During one of the tours, veteran corrections officer Gene Palmer led me to the vast North Yard. It's a sprawling part of the prison that inmates mostly control.
Looks crude, but it works very well. They have gardens. We have expensive sides. We have nice real estate here, and we have poor real estate here.
This part is so weird, so crazy, that it's a little hard to describe. Inmates who don't make trouble are allotted hundreds of little pieces of land called courts. That's their turf. Inside their courts, individual prisoners can make gardens or set up private recreation areas or keep barbecue grills. Imagine a tailgate party a couple of football fields wide, plunked down inside a maximum security prison, and you sort of get the idea.
Over here, we have all the Italians. They got the money. They get the nice courts over here. Mm-hmm. On the wall over here, there's a man. He's a convict here. I believe he killed his wife. And he's got the best court up on top.
The way Palmer described it, this huge area of the prison is divided into a sort of pecking order along racial lines and among different organized gangs. And more than a decade after that interview, the North Yard is still in place, part of the fabric of the prison's culture. Retired correction officer Peter Light, who's now Clinton Correctional Facility's historian, says giving inmates that kind of autonomy has mostly worked really well.
It started in and the inmates enjoyed it. It was like an honor to be able to cook out in the yard and stuff like that. And over the years, it just got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And it ended up being a way that they could control things.
He means a way that the guards could control the inmates, giving prisoners an incentive to do their time here without causing trouble. But now Light says a lot of questions will be asked about the kinds of work inmates do and whether these old prison traditions made it easier for Richard Matt and David Sweat to hatch their escape. New York Prison Commissioner Anthony Annucci says guards are now conducting an inventory of all the tools in all the state's correctional facilities. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Northern New York.